My guest today is the young singer and songwriter Liz Stewart, who's here to answer the questions you've sent in to her. First, a text from David asking how you got into music, Liz.
I picked up a guitar when I was 6, and that was that. My father had links with the music business, and he even introduced me to a few artists. It was amazing to have that opportunity. Not that he pushed me to become a singer. He knew how tough being a musician is. I was really shy, and so the thought of performing on stage put me off.
Jackie wants to know about what sort of music you liked when you were younger.
Well, my parents were big jazz fans, so I had a lot of that when I was growing up. I didn't take to it, though. As a kid, I loved pop music on TV like all my friends, even though my parents didn't approve. Then in my teens, the music I got into was a reaction against what my classmates liked. I wasn't very interested in fitting in, you see.
Hmm. Antonio asks where you get your ideas for songs.
People say my songs are quite sad, which must mean I've had a terrible life, but that's not the case. I've obviously gone through similar things to other people my age. I get inspiration from real life stories I've seen on the news or read in a magazine somewhere, but I change the details. I have a good imagination and like my songs to tell a story. They're full of emotions too, which I hope my teenage audience recognises and shares with me.
Sophie wants to know how you go about writing a song.
Well, I usually write alone in my room and only ask friends what they think when the song's finally released. I know it might help to discuss things when I'm writing. I find that hard though, so I can sit for days without getting anywhere. That's just how it is. I don't let it get to me. When a song's ready to be written, it comes. You'd think that once it was done, I'd want to go back and edit it thoroughly, but I tend not to do that, and it's never been a problem.
Paul asks how you felt about winning an award at that big ceremony you attended recently.
Well, I had to be persuaded to go, actually, because ceremonies aren't my thing. I didn't expect to win because I was up against some big names, and they'd obviously got tons more support than I had. Some of them didn't even know who I was. It was embarrassing that I hadn't written a speech and was only able to mumble a few words. I think maybe I won partly because I write my own songs and I was being given some recognition for that.
Mm. Carol asks if it's true you're working on a book about songwriting.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
Writing a book is more time-consuming than composing a song, though, so I'm determined not to let it get in the way of my songwriting. Of course, many books have been written on the subject, so it's been a challenge to make it different from them. I'm doing it by sharing my personal experiences, although it's true that a book based on my experience and emotions might say more about me than I'm comfortable with.
Finally, my question is, do you want to change anything in your life to make it easier to get on with your writing?
I work hard and have a very regular routine. I sit around a lot in front of the computer, but go out running as often as I can. It puts me in the right frame of mind to work.
Oh.
I seem to work better in the peace and quiet of the countryside, so at some point I fancy settling there, though my friends probably wouldn't let me. We go out a lot together in the evenings, and I'd miss that.
Now you'll hear part 4 again. That's the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.